Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Glow With It podcast. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, and self-growth, all from a balanced perspective. So today's episode is being recorded on an early Saturday morning, which is why I might sound a little morning voice-ish. I don't typically record this early in the morning, but honestly, this week flew by, so here we are. But I'm really excited today because I am taking a yoga class later. My house is deep cleaned, ready for the weekend, and I'm just really excited for the weekend. So what better way to start off than chatting with all of you? So in today's episode, I kind of want to dive into a few different topics that I think intermix well with one another. I first want to talk about how to navigate relationships, as well as transitional seasons in our lives, and just how to find balance in our relationships and when we are in a transitional phase in our lives. I'm currently in a mini transitional season in my own life, and I'm in the process of creating new routines for myself and discovering systems that kind of fit this phase of life that I find myself in. And along with that, I find myself in a place where I'm learning to find balance within my relationship. I actually receive a lot of DMs about relationship questions, and I don't often talk about relationships on my podcast because to me, relationships are very intricate and they're very personal, and every relationship is different. We all have different boundaries, different standards, different expectations. Despite being very open and very vulnerable on the podcast, there are certain aspects of my life, like my relationship, that I typically keep private. But today, I do want to have a more candid conversation around navigating relationships because it has become a big theme in my life in these last few weeks. So that's kind of the gist of today's episode. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
So I first want to get into navigating relationships and finding balance within our relationships. I think relationships, especially in our 20s, are genuinely very complex. And I've found that as we grow older, we gain more life experience, we learn lessons and just gain wisdom. Our standards and our expectations in relationships change. I know what I expected or wanted out of a relationship when I was 21 is completely different at 28. And the way that I show up in relationships is also different. So just to kind of paint the picture a little bit, in my early 20s, I was a very different person in a relationship. I was much more naive. I struggled with low self-esteem. I sought validation from my relationships, and I was very insecure, and I had very little boundaries. And because of that, I tended to overgive in my relationships, and they were the main focal point of my life. And I poured everything into them, often neglecting myself and burning myself out. And now that I'm in my late 20s, my approach to relationships has definitely changed. I've become a lot more uncompromising. I'm definitely more focused on my own needs and just more centered around myself, my career, my personal goals, my self-development. So essentially, I went from one extreme to the other. And the reason for this shift in my case was that being the person that I was in my early 20s often left me feeling very hurt and taken advantage of in relationships. And I think I just reached a point where I never wanted to feel taken advantage of or taken for granted again. So I kind of swung to the opposite extreme of being very selfish, very self-centered, very uncompromising because I had been so compromising, so selfless in the past. And I think if you're single and you're not particularly interested in being in a relationship, then that's completely fine. Like, you should do your own thing. You should be selfish. You should focus on your personal growth, your goals, and pursue your dreams. However, if you're like me and you're in a loving relationship that you want to build and nurture, being overly selfish all the time and only taking without giving can become very, very problematic. And recently, I had a conversation with my boyfriend where we discussed kind of where we are in our relationship. We talked about our needs and our desires within our relationship, and it was a very eye-opening conversation for me. I think when you've been with someone for a while, it's easy to take them for granted, even if you are grateful for them and you don't intend to take them for granted. Life gets busy sometimes and you might forget to invest time in nurturing that aspect of your life. I know for me, sometimes when I'm comfortable with something and things are good, I forget that I need to continue putting effort into that thing, regardless of the status of it. For example, when I'm in a good place in my own life and I feel good mentally, emotionally, physically, that's when I begin to neglect practicing my daily habits, like my morning routine, journaling, working out, because I feel good, but I still have to maintain myself with my daily habits in order to continue feeling good. And it's the same thing with relationships. You know, you might be in a good, healthy relationship, you might be very happy in your relationship, but that doesn't mean you can stop nurturing that relationship and stop doing the little things to make that relationship what it is. So, like I said, the conversation that I had with my boyfriend was really eye-opening for me because I realized that I had stopped nurturing my relationship in the way that I should because it's been so nice and comfortable, and not in a way that it's like I'm just used to this. It's like a healthy comfortable. It's a peaceful comfortable. I think because I've just been so at peace with things that I have just forgotten to put in as much energy as I probably should have. And honestly, when I had this realization, it made me very, very sad because obviously me not putting as much energy or nurturing my relationship affects my partner. And my boyfriend is genuinely one of the most thoughtful, selfless, and kind-hearted people that I know. And he does so much for us and our lives that we're building together. And realizing that I haven't been putting in as much as he has, and I've been too focused on myself, it made me really, really sad because obviously he's someone that I love and he's who I want to build my life with. And obviously I didn't do this intentionally or maliciously, but it was a reality check for me. And I think this is a good example of why accountability is so important in order for a relationship to thrive. You know, he could have came to me with this issue and I could have responded completely differently. I could have been very defensive or passive aggressive or just taken it the wrong way. But instead, you know, I acknowledged that he was right. And now I find myself in a season where I'm striving to find a balance between giving and taking in my relationship. And it's difficult because I obviously don't want to return to the overgiver that I was in my early 20s, where I didn't have boundaries and I didn't prioritize myself. But I also don't want to be a very selfish and self-centered person who takes my loved ones for granted. So it's definitely a balancing act. And one thing that I've learned is that relationships constantly evolve through different seasons. There might be times when one of us is giving more into the relationship because the other can't, or vice versa, and then moments when we're in perfect harmony and we're both pouring into the relationship equally. I think the key is recognizing that these seasons are a natural part of any relationship. And I think it's important to keep in mind what each person may be going through in their life at that moment and just being able to adapt accordingly so that you guys can grow together. And I think for a healthy relationship to thrive, it's important to not sweep things under the rug and pretend your problems don't exist, but actually communicate openly and address the issue at hand. I think our conversation was a perfect example of this because my boyfriend could have kept silent about how he felt, and I would have continued doing what I was doing, and eventually it would have turned into a bigger issue where maybe he resented me even more or no longer wanted to be with me. So I'm glad that the issue was addressed before it became an even bigger issue. And I think remembering to do those little things for each other and expressing love in the way that resonates with your partner's love language can also make the world of a difference. I think oftentimes we show love to the people that we love in the way that we would want to receive love, but it isn't always the way that they might want to. So for example, my love languages are definitely acts of service, gift giving, and quality time. I think those are like my top three. And I would say my boyfriend's are physical touch. Of course, he's a man. And words of affirmation and quality time as well. And sometimes it's very difficult for me to show love in his preferred love language, which is physical touch, because that's something that's not high on my list and it's something that doesn't come naturally to me. So I have to be very intentional and very mindful that I am showing up in the way that he would prefer I do, and vice versa. You know, it's obviously a give and take and a two-way street, but yeah, showing up in one another's love language, I think, is so important. And I think another crucial aspect to any healthy relationship is offering grace and not setting unrealistic expectations on your partner. I think in my early 20s, I used to almost put my partners or my boyfriends on a pedestal, which was unfair for them because at the end of the day, they're still humans and they're still going to make mistakes and they're still going to disappoint me and they're still going to say the wrong thing and do the wrong thing. And when you put unrealistic expectations on people or you put them on a pedestal, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. We all have our moments where we might let each other down. And of course, it's essential to recognize that there are boundaries within mistakes and doing the wrong thing or saying the wrong thing. And we're not talking about tolerating abuse or manipulation or anything like that. We're talking about honest mistakes and things that humans do, especially in relationships. And I think that has been one of the biggest changes that I've made within my relationships that has made the biggest difference. Right now, I'm in a place where I'm learning to find the balance between being selfish and selfless and doing a little less taking and doing a little more giving and showing up for my boyfriend in his love language. So I'm definitely prioritizing my relationship a lot more lately, which I think is long overdue because for the longest time, it's been my career, it's been my goals, it's been myself, which of course those things are important as well. And I'm definitely still prioritizing those things, but I think it's okay to add room for one more thing in my life to prioritize, which is my relationship. So I have to admit, I was a bit hesitant to talk about this because, like I said, I'm typically a very private and protective person when it comes to my close relationships, but I really felt it was important to talk about this, especially for people like me who never really had a blueprint for what a healthy relationship should look like, how to communicate effectively, or how to set healthy boundaries and find balance within a relationship. Neither my boyfriend nor I had the best role models for healthy relationships, so we kind of had to figure it out on our own. And let me just tell you that it hasn't always been pretty, and it definitely hasn't been easy, but it has absolutely been worth it. Every tough conversation, every argument, every disagreement, it has always been worth it because we've come out of it better individuals, but also better partners, and our relationship has improved because of it. And I'm genuinely proud of us for breaking the cycles that we've witnessed and we've experienced from our families and choosing to do better for not only us, but for the people who will come after us. And now I kind of want to shift gears a bit and talk about navigating transitional seasons in our life. As we know, life is full of transitions. Some are transitions that we plan for, and others are transitions that catch us off guard. And transitional periods can range from major life changes like starting a new job, moving, a relationship shift, or even as little as adapting to a different work schedule or trying out a new routine. But regardless of their scale, transitions can sometimes feel very chaotic and unstable, which can be particularly challenging for someone like me who thrives on routine and stability. But I also think transitional seasons offer a chance for personal growth, for self-discovery and healing in a way. And as someone who has been through many, many transitional seasons in my life and have had to navigate them, I've definitely picked up some tips along the way. And during these times, I've found it comforting to acknowledge that I'm in a transitional phase in my life and accept that things might be a bit chaotic and disorganized, but it's only temporary. And this mindset helps me be more gentler with myself and avoid putting myself under unnecessary stress when it comes to being off track from my regular routines and my habits. So for instance, my boyfriend's work schedule recently has changed. Like for the last 2 weeks, it was a little bit different than what it normally is. And going into those 2 weeks, we understood that our daily routines would be different during this period and we wouldn't be able to keep up with the things that we normally do. So we decided to just go with the flow and we didn't place any unrealistic expectations on ourselves. And of course, for those 2 weeks, it was a little bit chaotic and all over the place, but we also weren't beating ourselves up. And I also think reflecting on what each transition season is asking of you is also very helpful. So if you find yourself in a transitional season in your life, what is it asking of you? Is it encouraging you to practice patience, to slow down, to consider ending a relationship that no longer serves you? Or are you being called to step outside of your comfort zone, to embrace flexibility, to have an open mind? I think understanding the lessons that the season holds can offer valuable insights and guidance as you navigate through it, and it can help you to embrace the season instead of resisting it. So, for example, like I said, I'm in a mini transitional season in my life. I'm not experiencing anything major by any means, but in this transitional season, I do feel like I'm being called to create new routines that support the season that I'm stepping into. Also, being proactive about the support and changes you might need is also very, very important. So for instance, if you're switching from, let's say, working from home to going back to the office 5 days a week, obviously that's going to change your normal day-to-day routine. So consider how that's going to affect your existing routines, your systems, what changes you're going to have to make. Are you going to need to ask for help? When you're proactive about things, you can avoid a lot of unnecessary stress and issues. So that's something that I've been anticipating as well. What changes I'm going to need to make from a day-to-day basis or just overall. And I think the biggest tip in navigating a transitional season in your life is giving yourself time to adjust into a new season. I think it's important to recognize that it might take time to settle into a new routine, to find the right balance, and to feel confident in the new season that you find yourself in. Something that I'm constantly reminding myself is I don't have to figure it all out immediately. And sometimes it's going to take some trial and error to kind of get all the pieces to fit, but eventually they will fit. So if you find yourself in a transitional season in your own life, I hope that you're able to give yourself that same grace and give yourself time to adjust to a new season. So that is all I have to say for today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed. I really hope that you gained some valuable insights, some major takeaways. Like I said, I was a little hesitant to talk about this topic, but I felt it was very important because I know that there are so many of us who don't have someone to guide us in life, especially when it comes to things like relationships and, you know, difficult seasons in our lives. So I'm just grateful that I could be that for all of you. So I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would so appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. As a final reminder, be sure to check out our sponsor for today's episode. The link to that will be in the show notes. And that is all I have to say. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.